and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for that complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 29th of August, 64 degrees on our way to 92 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Hank Osterhout. And that means halfway to everywhere, and the clock is ticking. The big day is very near. Hank, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing good today.
Thanks
for taking some time to join us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I tell you what, Hank, the schedule is full, which means, at least for the weekend, which means, and I ran into Hank for about 35 seconds because that's all the time he had. He's forming another brainchild, I think, here yesterday morning for potential future halfways. But how busy is your week leading into Halfway to Everywhere here this weekend?
Oh, I only have about 60 hours per day that I have to work.
60?
Unfortunately, there's only 24 hours in that day. So, you know, I have some shifting around to do. But other than that, I'm happy and fat and sassy.
How excited are you that halfway week is here, and really halfway weekend is just about upon us?
Oh, I am bristling. My wife and I are staying up late hours and, you know, talking about all of the minute details. She's a more of a minute detail person than myself. You know, talking about how are we flowing our VIP areas and how much catering do we need and how much of this and numbers of that. And we get our hotel rooms. Oh my gosh. Blah. But other than that, like I said, everything is really ramping up here. And we got a really great crew this year. And we've got some fantastic artists, and it's just going to be a killer weekend. I guess I don't know how many times I've used killer as a descriptive word on this show, but it's one of my favorite descriptors for concerts. So there you go.
Well, activities, let's roll through what's going to be happening here this weekend. First, on Friday, things start before Saturday gets here, right?
Absolutely, and I think that's going to be we do it from now on. Of course, last year we were partnering with the Dynamic Discs for the Professional Disc Golf World Tournament, which I do believe is about the same time every year. Just we were lucky enough to have it at Emporia last year, which was a really cool enhancement to the event. But so yeah, we're starting things off at the Granada Theater. Of course, it's also Emporia First Friday. It's my plug for them. So get out, get downtown, check out all of the local artists that are displaying their stuff, and I think they've got a collaborative mural going on. But also, once you've done your art walk, you should go to the Emporia Granada Theater, and then we have Patti Steele Band from the Ozarks, and we have Daydream from right around these woods here.
Right around these parts. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And they're both awesome bands. Patti Steele is kind of a blues and soul band, and Daydream is a funk band. And there's like, I always exaggerate. I think it's literally 13 members of Daydream. And that's fronted by Riley Day, who is our resident orchestra professor of music and awesomeness at the middle school and high school, and all of his buddies who are also music educators.
Okay, so what time do things start on Friday night then?
Friday night, doors are at 6:30, show's at 7. It goes until, you know, they decide to kick us out there at the Granada. I know that Riley could probably play for 3 or 4 hours, and while I would never ask him to do that, I'm sure he would happily deliver. So it's, I think it's 7 to 10 this evening, Friday evening. And then I'm going to do my best to try to sleep for a couple hours, and then we close down our parking lots and our streets, and sometime in the early morning, we begin our stage build.
Yeah, because it is then really halfway to everywhere, this day-long music and arts festival located in downtown Emporia. What, 2 p.m. until midnight? Kind of the hours you're looking at there?
Well, it's 2 p.m. until midnight outside, and then we have our after hours, which is at the Burwood Cowboy from midnight to 2 a.m.
All right, so you got five stages. How many bands?
28 this year. And I may have mentioned at some point in one of our musings that, you know, I kind of designed it so you can't see all of the bands. This year I've gone way better on everybody. I've actually purposefully and deliberately created a lineup where all of the start times for our bands are 15 minutes apart. So if you were to feel so inclined, you could start at one stage and about every 15 minutes you hop on down to the next one. And you could feasibly catch yourself a sampling of all 28 of these acts.
Boy.
Should be a prize for those who do that.
You know, it's not a bad idea. I think the prize is the experience you glean from seeing all of these fantastic bands.
There's the passport for you. And then you've got the arts festival. You've got the music video festival that's going to be taking place. You know, highlight those two aspects of Halfway to Everywhere, because those, you know, obviously the arts side of things has been increasing along with the musician side of things, but the music video side of things is brand new.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought those up. Every time I get off, I feel like, man, I should have, there's something I always miss. So yeah, we have, as in the past, we have our vendor market is in the main stage area, which is the farmer's market parking lot there between 7th, 8th, and Merchants. And so basically from the kiosk south is our arts vendors, or are our arts vendors, I should say, if I speak English correctly. There are 35 or 40 of them. They're all local and regional artists. And that's kind of, you know, we vet all of these applications that come in to make sure that we get actual, you know, artists and not some, I don't know, big companies selling their wares. There's a variety of stuff. We've got glass blowers and jewelry makers and clothing makers and muralists and graffiti artists and all sorts of really fun stuff that you can go and watch and purchase and sometimes participate in. So that's definitely awesome. That this year the arts market is sponsored by Mitchell Markowitz Construction. They're always, you know, they're always a very big supporter of arts in our community, and we're you know, happy to have them. The No Coast part, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I feel like I've kind of haven't said enough about it. So I got to do tech for them this last weekend for their main festival at the Granada Theater, and I must say, what an amazing event. That crew has a vision, and they all are very talented in graphic design and filmmaking and editing, and man, their website is amazing. I'm super jealous of all of the stuff they've put on it. And for those who have been around, you may remember that in our first year in 2019, we did our events at the exact same time. And I personally really liked that. I thought that was super fun because it was I thought of it as an enhancement, because then we've got music, art, and movies, and they, you know, did the Granada. So it was also a kind of an added bonus for patrons, because it's usually hot here in Kansas during the day this time of year. And so it was a nice sort of way to find respite from the heat, get inside, get some air conditioning, have a seat, and watch some short films. Well, as I mentioned, they already did their event this last weekend, but I finally finagled and convinced them to participate in Halfway again. But this time, it is through their music video competition, which is, again, another one of those groundbreaking ideas that they pitched to me, and I said, whoa, that is super cool. I actually got to, I was on the panel to judge some of these, or all of them, rather. I saw about 3 hours of music videos. And they are awesome. I had no idea what I was getting into, and all of the submissions were really good. There's some, you know, both in terms of the music that was being played and as well as the videos. Some of these videos were just, you know, groundbreaking. They had some, I don't want to spoil too much because I want people to be able to go and participate, but those videos will be playing in the top floor of the 627 event space, which, again, is kind of similar to that setup in the first year where you've got an opportunity to go inside and cool off, get a few drinks, and watch the music videos, and then you can also vote on a few different categories for your favorite video that you saw at the festival.
So when will the videos be playing?
They will, I believe they start at 2, just like the festival. They go up until 9.
Wow.
And then they run it two or three times, if I can remember correctly.
Okay.
So that you have an opportunity to get in there and you don't have to sit for 3 straight hours to see all the videos. You can kind of rotate around. And then they do their awards right before Andy Frasco and the UN goes on.
All right, Halfway to Everywhere. It's this Saturday, downtown Emporia, 2 p.m. until midnight outside, and they'll finish up with the Bourbon Cowboy midnight until 2. Well, let's talk about where your stages will be located. Where will these awesome performers be performing?
Yes. Okay, so as you mentioned, we have 5. Our first stage, or our main stage, is also called the Visit Emporia stage. That will be a very large production. That is on the very north side of the Farmers Market parking lot. So I'd already mentioned our arts vending market is there. That's kind of ground zero for events. We also, I should probably note, our entrances. There's an entrance in the alley of that side of the whole soiree. So the north end of the alley at 8th Avenue, south end of the alley at 6th, both of those are entrances, and then the east and west side of 7th are entrances. That's kind of our central. Of course, the east side of 7th is the KVOE stage, and it kind of backs up against Commercial Street. So if you would, you know, if you're taking a mental walk with me, we're walking down south from the main stage in the Farmers Market down to 7th Avenue, and there on your left is this big, beautiful stage with the KVOE banner. And you can continue on south down that alley. Between the Hereford workspace and 627 event space, which, by the way, is where the Midcoast Film Festival music video competition is going on. As you continue south, to your right, there's the famous Radius Brewing Company back patio, which they have just upped the ante back there. I don't know if you've been there in a couple weeks, but they've put some turf down in the back, and that makes it a little more comfortable back there, and they actually bought some stage decks. They used to have these little, you know, kind of plywood things thrown together, and they got some professional stage decks. So they've upped their production. Of course, stop in there and grab yourself a Halfway to Every beer, which JJ brews for us every year, and I always thought that was fun. As you continue south, you get to that parking lot there in the corner on 6th and Merchant, which if you go to like Bobby D's or to Bourbon Cowboy or Radius or maybe buy some shoes at Brown's, that's usually the parking lot that you would park in. Well, that for our purposes on Saturday is where the ESU Roots stage goes. And this is a stage that would be particularly fun for all of our bluegrass and roots music fans. If you go to Walnut Valley Bluegrass Festival in Winfield, Kansas, this is probably your favorite stage. We have, you know, 5 or 6 fantastic bands from all over the country that are sort of bluegrassy. You'll see a lot of banjos there. That's also where Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band is going to be headlining later in the evening. And then, of course, I'd already mentioned, we have the Bourbon Cowboy down there. Bourbon Cowboy's got a very stacked lineup. I made a small mistake this year and almost forgot to include an artist I had guaranteed to be on stage, and so I had to smash them into the Bourbon Cowboy. So they've got more bands on that stage than any other stage, and they go the entire 12 hours. They start at 2 p.m. and they go all the way to 2 a.m.
Wow. So it's a day!
It's quite a sight and quite an affair.
You know, Hank, I know we're running out of time here, but I wanted to ask, we talked last time about, you know, this being the last year of the free Halfway to Everywhere Festival for safety reasons specifically, but I have to ask if you wound up finding favor with the latest maybe evolution of Halfway that you were running off to maybe tell some folks about?
I found some favor.
Or at least the door didn't slam in your face when you brought it up.
No. Everybody that I have mentioned it to so far thinks it's fine. Before I made the decision, I'm a big fan of just asking. Hey, what would a format look like? And I actually had a couple of ideas for what it might be. I didn't know if it was going to be, if you're 21 and up, we would charge you for a wristband, and that way you, I don't know. It just made sense to still keep it low enough that it was affordable and accessible to people. So $10 is, next to free is what I've been calling it. I haven't heard anybody balk about that yet. Maybe I'm not asking the right people.
Oh, that wasn't the idea I was talking about. That was the other one, is maybe some more of a comic type of deal.
Oh my gosh, yes, I'm sorry. That was my yesterday. Oh, you're letting the cat out of the bag. Yeah, so,
yes, I am, because you didn't.
So that's something, I don't know if it's going to be a next year thing. It seems like a big undertaking, and I've already talked to our partners at Visit Emporia about how can we make both No Coast and Halfway in the week span a more cohesive event, and perhaps something that stretches for the entire week. Can we create this sort of arts conference / festival that includes literature and graphic design and more visual arts and probably some workshops and educational stuff? And yes, somebody, as I had been kind of developing that idea, a friend called yesterday and said, how do I do a comic con? And I said, oh my gosh, you called the wrong guy for this, because I'm a huge comic book nerd. I'm sitting in my living room, which has about 10,000 comic books in my shelf. And so, that's a real loose idea right now, but I think there's legs to it. And, I think, again, it's sort of the whole idea that I started with was sort of ripped off of South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. And I think that that would be a very conducive idea and perhaps a way to sort of complete the circle, if you will, because comics particularly is a really good intersection of film and art and graphic design and literature. And of course, that all sort of plays into what we're doing here. So,
well, it sounds real jovial. And quickly, big morning coming up on Thursday. What happens early in the morning on Thursday in the 8 o'clock hour? Do you got the Department of Commerce making a visit?
Cats out of the bag. Gosh, well, hey, guys. Thursday morning, I'm getting presented with a giant check from the Department of Commerce for a grant that I wrote to the Department of Tourism. I think they announced that yesterday. They'd emailed me and said, hey, we've got this thing. We haven't announced it, but which they did. So like I said, cats out of the bag. I was particularly excited because while I've gotten a lot of grants, and I've gotten a lot of grants that are for more money as well, I've never gotten a great big check. And so I'm excited to have my cheese and mug on a picture holding a big check. So that'll be tomorrow. What day is it today? It'll be Thursday morning.
Yeah. Okay.
At 8:15 down at the studio. So if y'all want to come down and cheese out with me and hold a big check, I'll be down there.
All right. Sweetness. Halfway to Everywhere. Big weekend coming up. Hank, we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Hank.
Absolutely. You guys have a great one.
All right. Hank Osterhout, Halfway to Everywhere. Just about here.
Just about here, and we'll have a story coming up here shortly on KVUE, and want to let you know, too, that we're about set to fill, we believe, Thursday.